take that thing and send it to me. Yeah, what is that?
Thank you, Father.
Huh? Oh boy. Well, you know, people, you can stay put for a second, Green. You know, everybody getting geared up for the what they call getting geared up. You won't believe how much I heard it just in out there this week. I'm getting ready for the football season. Getting ready for the, you know what's in my mind, don't you? They getting ready for worship. You're going to see some heathens out worship the saints. And I'm not talking about the New Orleans saints either. They'll announce the quarterback. He'll come running out and you ain't never seen nothing like it. The whole thing. Get in church. King of glory, come down, die for your sins. Iniquity, transgressions. The Bible clearly says, lift up your hands in the sanctuary. Lift up your hands, O ye gates, and even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Can't get no praise. Can't get no worship. The King of glory now. Bunch of folk supposed to be on their way to glory now. Supposed to be on their way to heaven, on their way to glory. We come into church, burden down, Lord. Burden down, Lord. Since I laid my burden down. And then you better go watch them. You're going to watch them, boy. They're going to, whoa! They're going to gear up, boy. Ah! They're going to be in unity. They're going to sit down. All are going to get them to do the wave. You tell church, everybody stand up. Now, I'll tell you what. You know what? We need to go back to the old landmarks. We do. I got why we're often asked why we do certain things. We pray aloud together because the book says it in Acts 4:24. We lift up our hands in praise because Psalms 134:2 tells us so. We sing with all of our hearts because of Psalms 94 verse 8. We play musical instruments according to 2 Samuel 6:5. We clap and shout unto God according to Psalms 47 verse 1. We dance before the Lord according to Psalms 150 verse 4. We testify publicly because of Psalm 22:22. We anoint with oil for divine healing because of James 5:11. And we allow for the gifts of the operation of the Holy Spirit because of 1 Corinthians 14:26. So why we do what we do? Because the Bible tells us so. And I think the Creator knows exactly how he wants to be worshipped. Now you got to understand, these folks ain't going to be told what to do. Brother Don, they getting geared up. They getting ready, boy. They get many of them going to forsake church Sunday morning. They got to be there for the pregame festivities. Got to be there for the kickoff. Got to be there. You're going to find out, boy, who their God is. I am serious. And it's a literal saying today. So we should be coming into the sanctuary ready to give honor and glory and praise. Thank God that he didn't allow us. I need some more volume, brother, something. I need to hear up here. We should thank God that he did not allow us to die yesterday. But gave us another day to learn of him. Another day to get it right, what we didn't get right. Hallelujah. Another day to worship the King of Glory. I mean some pure worship. Amen. I'm serious. That's what I'm sorry, but our Jesus worth so much. You understand? I've been places that I've, you know, when I can't take everybody. But I've been places to preach, and I usually get up and sing. I'm not an anointed singer. I make a joyful noise. They will call for Sister Carol when they call for the singers, but when they call for the noisemakers, they will call me. You understand what I mean? Well, I would get up there, and I would sing, and I'd have people come up and tell me. They say, boy, Brother Dow, you sure can sing. I said, it's got to be in the hearing. Got to be in the hearing. And what they're missing out on is the anointing. It's the anointing that breaks all the yokes. Amen? But he's worthy, is he not? I was talking about Jesus. I'm talking about Jesus, brothers. He's worthy. He's worthy of our hand claps. He's worthy of our hands lifted up. He's worthy of praise. Is that right? I'm going to sing a song that Deacon Gaston used to sing when he was up here with us in service. Now I'm ringing. What are you doing back there, brother? Everything going fine till you get to tweaking. It's in the hearing, isn't it? You hear that ringing?
Yeah.
It's ringing, brother. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. So get your mind on Jesus. I said your mind. Get your mind on Jesus. We've been minding everything else all this week but Jesus. Amen. We've been minding earthly things. Amen. Been minding high things. Things that come in the pinnacle of our mind. Everything. But today is to get your mind on Jesus. There it is. Amen. Amen. Well, Granny, name me a key. E flat. That sound good. How'd I sound? I don't even know what an E flat is. But it sound good, though, don't it? And everything I sing is in E flat. Or F. Is there such thing as an F flat? Okay, F flat. Amen. Follow my lead, okay? How about that? Amen. Everybody knows the song too, okay? I don't know why Jesus loved me. I don't know why he cared. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad he did. Come on. I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why he cares. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad he did. Clap your hands, come on. I don't know why Jesus loves me. Boy, I got teachers how to clap. I don't know why he cares. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad he did. He left his throne in glory to bring to us redemption's story. You know he died and rose again just for me. And I'm glad he did. He left his mighty throne in glory to bring to us redemption's story. You know he died and rose again just for me. Oh, and I'm glad he did. I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why he cares. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad he did. Are you glad he did? I'm glad he did. I am glad he did. Amen. I'm glad that Jesus died for my sins, my iniquities, and my transgressions. Amen. That I'm glad of. Hallelujah. And you should be equally glad. There was a time when your name wasn't written down. Hallelujah. And now it is. Hallelujah. There was a time when you were sick in your body, but Jesus came and saw about you. You didn't call on the doctor, but you called on the great physician. You called on Jesus. I heard the preacher say a long time ago, I called on him and he heard my cry. Hallelujah. And he answered me in the midnight hour. He answered me in the daytime. He answered me in the noontime. But when I called his name, he touched me. And Jesus is still in the touching business. Hallelujah. He's not, I'm telling you, he is not dead. Hallelujah. And he's alive. Hallelujah. I say it because I know for myself. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Amen. I said the greater is he that is in you. I'm talking about the King of glory. Than he that is in the world. He gave us a promise that he will send forth the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. Is that right? He told us he will send forth his Holy Spirit. He said the world is not going to see him and the world's not going to know him, but we are going to know him because he's going to be in us. Is that right? That's why I'm glad. I am truly, truly glad. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad that Jesus died for my sin. Hallelujah. That's why I'm always excited. Because I hadn't forgot where I come from. You know, it's good to remember where you come from. And then you can see how far he's brought you. Is that right, Sister Linda? Is that right? Oh, yeah. Has the Lord been blessing you this week, hasn't he? Hmm? He's been really blessing that sister. Sister been here with us down from New York for a whole week. Was going to stay one day and decide to stay a week. Isn't that something? And the Lord been blessing her. Is that right? Been truly, 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 truly blessing her. Amen. Greet each other today with a holy hug and holy kiss in the precious name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the King. Praise the Lord, saints of the Most High God out there, and those of you that ain't saints, welcome to Church of Jesus Christ, which is House of Prayer. All you that are listening in, this is Pastor Dow. We're considering getting on the short way, but seems like we're being more effective in the ministry off of the short way than we are on the short way. Word's still getting out, and we're still here doing what the Father commands us to do. We're still in the faith and going to be in the faith, and we're not going to fall out of the faith. So we hope that you enjoy the service today. And if you don't enjoy the service, it's none of my business. Because he's the only one that gives people the ears to hear. Amen. So if you're called, then no doubt you'll be able to hear his word today. Amen. We're going to let Sister Lacey and them play us a song and her husband, Brother Don. Amen. That thing's low, boy. Hey, I'll put this mic over there. I think this is a better mic. Go ahead. Well, amen. You know, that is a, I guess that is a talent to be able to sing and play at the same time.
Yes, it is.
Many of us can't chew bubble gum and walk, much less play and sing at the same time. Amen. Hey, man, seems like something's missing, though. I know what it is. All right, put me back online. You can put them down. Can y'all hear me out there? I can't hear myself, though. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Down just a little bit because it's going to start the story. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we come to you this Sabbath morning as humble as we know how, blessing your holy name, your sweet, precious, wonderful name, giving you the praise and glory and honor that is so rightfully due to you. Father, we ask right now in the precious name of Jesus that you would bless us even more with the anointing and your power and your presence today as we hear your word being preached to us and taught to us. May it be an exhortation to our minds and our spirits that we will serve you with our mind and our whole heart. And Father, that the words today would impart some victory into the hearts of your people. We pray, Father, that all of those, Father, that are ailing out there in the church world and that really need a healing touch of your hand, Father, that you would send some man to them that has your anointing, your truth, and your word to deliver them, Father, the demonic oppression that hits upon their body. We thank you, Father, for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the power of your word and your truth. Have your way today. You're welcome in the midst of your people, in us, your temple of God. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Everybody is here, right? Now, in case you didn't know, and some of you that do know, I'm the type of preacher that when I get up here and start speaking and teaching and preaching, I expect a response. I mean, you know, it's kind of rude if somebody talking to you and you just sit there and look at them and don't talk back. Wouldn't you say so? Can we have that agreement? Amen. Now, my mind could be perverted. It could be. Boy, I thought you shaved that thing off your head. He went to football camp and that's what they gave him. Boy, I don't miss them days. Hallelujah. Well, we're blessed today. In the precious name of Jesus. The Bible says that every knee shall bow.
That's right.
Now let me start off again. Let me try this again. Hold on. You can only acknowledge the truth if you know it. Y'all understand this, right? Hey, bless you, Pete. Y'all understand it? You can only, if I say God's word, and I'm going to say God's word, I'm going to preach God's word. If I say it right, you can only acknowledge the truth if you know it. If you don't know, you're going to sit there like a statue. And I expect that. But if I say the common scriptures that I know that we know, there should be a response or acknowledging of the truth.
Amen.
Now, I told you, if I said it once, said a thousand times, that the greatest deliverance that there ever will be is truth. Because Jesus said, you shall know the truth. And the truth shall do what? Make you free. And he who knows the Son. Now, you got that. I ain't talking about that thing is shining out there either. I'm talking about the Son of God is supposed to be shed abroad in your hearts by the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen.
Now, I like for people to talk back to me.
Amen.
You know what I mean? If I come up to Brother Shane, hey, Brother Shane, how you doing, brother, this morning?
Doing well.
All right, now watch this. Don't respond. Brother Shane, how you doing? Are you there, brother? Hello? Praise the Lord. Well, I'm doing fine, man. I mean, what you been doing this week? You see how that's how it is in church when you don't acknowledge the truth. Now, you don't have to get as loud as I am, but it is important for you to acknowledge the truth. And the only way you can acknowledge the truth is if the truth is in you. Amen. And I keep telling you, like I was preaching in the dining hall this morning, our minds, we've got a lot of pollutions in this thing that has to be removed. I'm telling you, you got a lot of your ways. It's got to go. That's the reason why that you ain't victorious today. Because you continue to hold fast and maintain that same old way. And it ain't been working all these years. What makes you think it's going to work another day? It ain't going to work. It ain't been working all these years, so it ain't going to work another day. So you want to change your mind. The Bible says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good, acceptable, perfect, holy, and the perfect will of God. Is that right? And we haven't proven anything, but we're going to start though, ain't we? Amen? Hallelujah. Hey, Sister Chris, y'all see Sister Linda. Sister Lynn, turn back and look at Sister Christy. You remember her from last week? Does her face look different? That's because we've been working over. We've been body blowing her. What you been doing, Pastor Dow? We've been casting out demons. Amen. Well, I don't believe that. Well, we know unbelievers don't believe that. Where is Mark 16? See that right there. Mark 16, verse 17. See it on the wall over there? It said, and these signs shall do what? Follow them that believe. Amen. I don't hear where you come from. I said, follow them that believe. Amen. Is that what the Bible said? Yes, now, here we only use the King James Version. We don't use the New King James, the NIV, the RSV, the ABC, the EFG, and HIJ. Right. Here we only use the King James Version. Now these signs shall follow and believe. In my name they shall do what? Cast out. So if you're a believer, you do what? If you don't believe, you don't do what? Simple enough. Did Jesus say it? Yes or no? Jesus said it, right? Did Jesus say it? Yes or no? Jesus said it, didn't he? Now, I don't have a problem with what he says. I believe he means what he says and says what he means, and it's for me. That's probably the reason why I'm the way I am today. I mean, too many folks probably don't want to be something like me. I'm trying to be like him. Amen. Who knows, Sister Lacey, I could be a fanatic. Amen. One thing they said, boy, them are ignorant people when they saw the disciples. But then they said, there's one thing we got to take note of. They've been with that man named Jesus. Ignorant because of what? We're ignorant of your way. Hallelujah. Amen. We're ignorant of your way, but we're not ignorant of his way. Amen. Hallelujah. Now you watch them telling, they're getting geared up, boy. They're getting pumped up. Preseason. Titans. Hey! They're gonna cut a fool. You're gonna see the most purest worship you ever seen in your life. They're going to be in the stands, 60, 70,000 people. No God, just man now. Ah! Ah! You just seen it. They call Steve McNair coming out. First of all, he's doing his little war dance. Yeah, yeah. And everybody patting him on. Come on, bro. Get on up there patting him on the shoulder, bro. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And next is our quarterback. Yeah. Steve. Yeah. McNair. Lose a football game, see a bunch of dejected people. Amen. Now think about it. Get inside the church. Jesus saved our soul. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. Gave me power over serpents and scorpions. And told me that nothing shall by any means hurt me. Amen. Save me from alcohol, fornicating, hallelujah. lying, cheating, stealing, backbiting, hatred. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can get stirred up real quick on that. Heal my body. Hallelujah. Don't have to pay another dollar for a doctor. Hallelujah. I can get real stirred up real quick, fast in that. Amen. Put the anointing inside of my body. Hallelujah. I can feel him in my soul. Hallelujah. I can get real fired up about that. Oh yeah. My name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. It ain't no if. I'm not living on a maybe. But I can tell you one thing for sure. When I die in his presence, I will be. Now I can get fired up about that. I can get fired up about that real quick. I can get fired up to knowing that hell ain't going to have no part of me. Hallelujah. I'm fired up. Amen. Does anybody understand what I'm saying? If y'all don't watch it today, I'm telling you, Mother Stalin is 78 years old and she may run past you and knock you over today. I was coming down the hill this morning because I was up here practicing the song, couldn't get my voice right, so I said, I ain't going to sing it. And I saw Brother Roger walking up the hill. How old are you, Brother Roger? 75 years old. And you know what I said? I said, thank you, Jesus. What do you mean, thank you, Jesus? You find another 75-year-old in this county that can walk that hill. Amen. Find another 75-year-old in Tennessee that can walk that hill. Find a 60-year-old, a 50-year-old, a 40-year-old. Oh, they can get it with much pain. But you, I watched that 75-year-old man walking up in here, and I was coming down. I said, thank you, Jesus. The Lord has not forsaken you, Brother Roger. Huh? The Lord has not forsaken that old man. Hallelujah. Ain't that the truth? I'm telling you, Jesus is good, isn't he? We're going to be in the book of John this morning, the fourth chapter. And I hope you're ready. I hope you're ready to give God some glory, because that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to give God some glory. You ready to listen, Cody? I need to put you up here in the pulpit. Yeah, no. Hallelujah. Glory be to the King. Amen. The woman of Samaria. Now, you know the Bible tells us in Amos 8:11. And look what it says. It said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land. Did y'all hear that? Amos 8:11 says, it said, I'm going to send a famine. You need to keep your finger on John, though, okay? He says, behold, the days come of save the Lord. He said, I'm going to send a famine in the land. I want you to understand, when people hear famine, they think that it has to do with bread, lack of meat, lack of necessities that's to sustain the natural body. But the prophet said that God said, I'm going to send a famine in the land. Not a famine of bread, nor the thirst of water. But look what this famine is going to be. Yeah. But for the hearing of the word of the Lord. Now you tell them it's not a famine going on today, brothers and sisters. Amen. People have difficulty hearing the word of the Lord today. Amen. I mean, they have problems hearing the word of the Lord today. Did you hear what I'm saying? We definitely are showing that there's no famine of bread. Because we don't look like no skin is falling off our bones. We look pretty healthy in here. We definitely are showing that there's no lack of water. We got an abundant supply of water. But there is a famine in the land today when it comes to the hearing of God's word. Amen. And that is the truth straightway. John 4, when therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples. He left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Did you hear that? The Bible said he must needs go through Samaria. Now, a lot of people don't know the background about the Samaritans. The Samaritans were half-breed Jews. They were people who were ostracized by their own people because of the relationships that they decided to develop outside of the covenant. Amen. They were considered half-breed. It's like today, us that are in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ should not marry our children to heathens. And our children should not get married to unbelievers. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Am I talking crazy or what, man? I mean, I know I'm talking right. Amen. The Bible teaches that we should not mingle our precious holy blood of Jesus Christ, born again, saved and sanctified, with those that are not saved. Amen. Is that right? Is that right? Amen. It does teach that, right? And see, and so what the Samaritans are, people who are Jews in the covenant, and then they saw Julio Iglesias or Felipe Mandingo.
Yeah,
amen.
Amen?
Or they saw some, you know, eye-catching, eye-pleasing, good-looking person and decide, well, I'm going to up-jump the monkey from the coconut and go, I'm going to go marry them. And that's what's going on today. That's the reason why you can't see too much resemblance of the church today either. Because we're not bringing up our children the way they should go. And then when they get old, they depart from the faith. And then we ask God why, like he's the originator of all that mess. Let church say amen.
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 It's up to us to train them up. Is that right? Amen. So that's who the Samaritans were. They were half-breed Jews. Amen. Amen. And he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now, what they're doing is they're breaking down this story right here for us. Amen. All right. Now, Jacob's well was there. And Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the sixth hour. Amen. Now, the sixth hour to us today will be about high noon, noon clock. Okay, noon, 12 noon. All right. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Now, let's think about this. Put this situation in perspective here, all right? Now, here's Jesus knowing all things.
Yes.
Knew all man.
Oh, yeah.
You remember he saw Nathanael under the fig tree.
That's right. Amen.
And he had the testimony said, behold, an Israelite in whom there is no guile.
Right.
Is that right? And he said, how you know me? Well, I saw you under the fig tree.
Right.
Amen.
Amen?
Is that right? So here's Jesus right here, knowing all things, sent his disciples into the city to go buy meat.
Right.
Now you got to understand, he didn't do like we do today.
No.
We go and do things haphazardly with no thought at all. Everything that he did, it had a purpose and an intent to it. So he purposely sent his disciples. Is it all right if I preach today, Mother Stallings? I mean, we do a lot of teaching and all the time and preaching on deliverance stuff, but we're going to preach today, okay?
Amen.
We're going to preach, all right? All right? So what Jesus did is he purposely sent his disciples into the city to go buy meat.
Amen.
And he knew that at noontime that he would meet this woman at the well. Did y'all see this set up right here?
Amen.
Did y'all see it set up? He knew that he would meet this woman at the well.
Amen.
Can you see it developing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can you see it? Can you see it?
Amen.
All right. And he purposely sat at the well and asked this woman to give him to drink. Now, the ninth verse said, then said the woman of Samaria to him, how is it that thou being a Jew asketh drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have what? No dealings with Samaritans. In other words, they don't even fool with them. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Now, saints, you do know that a lot of people today do not know what the gift of God is. Amen? Amen? And many have not ever received the gift of God. Amen? Simply because they have not asked. That's the only reason. I can tell you one thing. The gift of God at this story is talking about, when I asked for it, I received it. And when I received it, I can say that he's been a helper of changing and curving my nature and my appetites, my ambitions, my needs, and my wants. Amen? Amen? Now, the gift of God can have many, many meanings. And you're going to see what I'm talking about when I read this next verse. And Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest. Who is he talking to? The woman of Samaria at the well. He said, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that said to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him and he would have given thee living water. Did you hear what I'm saying? Did you hear what the word said? Amen. If you knew who it was that saith unto thee, give me to drink. See, this woman, unlike the rest of us, or like the rest of us, is probably perceiving that here she go again. I'm coming to the well to get some water for my house, and there's a man. And the best line he could come up with is, woman, give me to drink. Now, see, you want to know a little bit about the history of the woman to understand what I'm saying. Amen? Because later on, we're going to find out that this woman had five husbands. Amen? She done been through men. So that's her thought pattern that's working right now. And that's the reason why, you know, she's getting ready to get in this great big dialogue with Jesus about drinking water and drawing. Amen? But let me tell you something. The gift of God has many meanings, but there's only one gift, and there's only one giver of the gift. Amen. We know that John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave. There it is. You hear that? That he gave. See, that's what you do when you have a gift for someone. It's something that you're giving. Is that right? That he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The gift in Acts 8, where Simon the sorcerer was there, and he followed Philip because he believed the preaching of Philip concerning the things of the kingdom of God. And Simon was a man who bewitched the people of Samaria. See, so this woman is very familiar about the happenings in Samaria. Because, see, Simon was a sorcerer who bewitched the people. He tricked the people. He hoodwinked and deceived the people by the power of his sorceries. Amen. But then Simon heard the message preached by Philip. And he watched Philip. And he saw Philip having the power of the Holy Spirit, healing people, delivering people, people getting saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. Main emphasis in Acts 8 is that people getting filled with the Holy Spirit. And he asked for the power of the gift of the Holy Spirit, that whosoever he lay his hands on, that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, Simon wanted to use this for personal gain. Isn't it remarkable today how in all our church and being church and churches that is very, very rarely mentioned about people having hands laid up on them to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now, the Bible is still the same. The Bible has stayed the same throughout all the ages. Oh, I know what men say, but I know what the Word says. Amen? Amen? And Simon believed, and so he wanted to try to buy this power. And of course, the apostles told him, "Thy money perish with thee." See, because he was a man accustomed to deceiving people and bewitching people. And so he thought that if I could get this power that the apostles got, and if I could take this power that the apostles got, that whosoever I lay my hands on, they'll receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it'll make me some great thing. But you know just as well as I do that when God gives you a gift, amen, he gives it to you for the edifying of the body and not for yourself. Is that right? He gives it to you for the work of the ministry and not for yourself. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. He give it to you so everybody can profit withal.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
And let me tell you something, saints of God. God is restoring the miracles, the signs, and the wonders. And we are witnesses of that by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. He's restoring them. I'm telling you, he's bringing them back hard too. You have to understand that when all the signs and miracles and wonders that follow believers were taking place back then, there were still only a very few people that believed them. And I don't know what makes us think that people are going to just start running and flocking whenever the power of God is manifest. They're not going to do that. It's never been that way. Amen. We know the story how that many people sought him out just for the loaves and the fishes. Is that right? I hope that we're not saved today just for the loaves and fishes. Amen. I hope that you know that he's still holy, just, and good, even if he sends you to a burning hell. Amen. I hope you know that. First and foremost, I hope you know that we're not in this life to get what we want out of life ourselves, but we're here to serve the King of Glory. Do you understand that? Amen. Do we understand that? We're here to make sure that his name is magnified and that his name is carried throughout all the earth. Is that right? We're here to be disciples. Amen. And see, and little did this woman of Samaria know that Jesus had already had her in mind. That's why he was sitting at the well. This woman went about carrying on her daily dues and daily chores just like every day that it came on before. You can tell that she had a rough life. You can tell her because she had five husbands at one time. Is that right? And of course, Jesus having somebody else's interest better in his mind for them than what they have, she didn't know. Is that right? In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God." Do you see how there are many, many gifts, but only one giver of the gift? Amen. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So we know that the wages of sin is death. Amen. But the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord. So there we are again with the word gift. Amen. There we are again. Now, who's the giver of every good gift? The King of Glory is. God is. Is that right? And then we are told in Ephesians 2:8, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, for it is the gift of God." So there we are now. Grace is a gift. Is that right? It is a gift of God. Amen. And we're told in 2 Timothy 1:6, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of hands." Isn't that something? And that's something I can say. That's that. See, now here's another gift that is stirred up in you by the laying on or the putting on of hands. Amen. And that's the gift that many people receive called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So we see that the gifts has many parts. Amen. But one giver. So we see that there's the gift of grace. There's the gift of eternal life. And there's a gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, this woman of Samaria did not know anything about no gifts. All she knew is that she just been abused all her life. You don't have five husbands and not be abused. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Everybody got a story that's been married 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, just in order to understand what's being said to us, we have to place ourselves in that position. Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. But I can tell you one thing. She didn't know what was in store for her that day. How many times have we met people and said to ourselves, oh, here we go again. See, when this woman was at the well, or she saw Jesus sitting on a well, couldn't you imagine hearing her saying, oh, here we go again. Here we go again, or not again. She figured that she was going to go to the well and see that man there and going to be harassed.
Yeah,
amen.
Amen?
Because she done had 5 husbands already, so you can see where her mindset was.
Oh, yeah.
Amen? Amen? And as we read on verse 11, the woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou the living water? Where you got this living water at that you're talking about? I mean, here you are, sir. You're sitting at a well. Notice, she replied to him as who? Sir. You know, at least women then were a little bit more respectable than they are today. You know what I mean? They did say sir. You know what I mean? Even if it was a total stranger, they didn't know. They did say sir. Now you understand, this woman still yet don't know what's going on. It hasn't even been revealed to her yet what's going on. Are you following me? She just think that here she is caught up in a situation at a well and not even, you know, I'm getting ready to get harassed. I think I'll just be a little bit smart to you. Where your cup at? The well is deep, sir.
Amen.
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 Now, you know this woman is not a happy woman, because she was, she wouldn't have 5 husbands.
Amen.
How in the world can a woman be happy with 5 men when she barely can make it with one?
Amen.
Amen. Y'all see what's going on? I'm trying to develop this story here for us just for a second, brothers and sisters. I want you to see something, okay? Now, this day was going to change the course of her life forever. Can you see yourself being the woman at the well? When was the day that Jesus sat on the well and offered the gift of eternal life? The gift of the Holy Spirit and the gift of grace to you. You see, oh, it's talking about a woman of Samaria, but let me tell you something. I'm looking at a whole bunch of Samaritans right now. Amen. Are we not called the bride of Christ? I'm looking at a bunch of women at Samaria. Amen. Many of them. Amen. Now let's read on down just a little bit more to get a little bit more understanding. The woman says in the 12th verse, art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? And Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Did y'all hear that? Whosoever drink of what? This water that come from out of this well shall do what? Thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into what? Everlasting life. Now, let's hold this just for 1 second. Let's see what the Messiah is talking about. Over in John 7, he spoke about this same thing. You see, because I believe that the Bible interprets Bible, and the Bible is its own dictionary. You don't need Phillips. You don't need Unger's. You don't need Webster's. You don't need Strong's. I think that all you need is the scripture to interpret the scripture. Amen? So let's get a little bit of clarification in the same book about what he's talking about, this water, this well that's going to be springing up into everlasting life. Amen? Over in John, the 7th chapter, starting in verse 37, it says, in the last day, the great day of the feast. Now, this was the Feast of Tabernacles. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus stood and cried, and he said, now look, now mind you, he's inside of a church right here. He's inside of a temple, and he's standing up in the feast day. All right, the Feast of Tabernacles. And everybody's there. Everybody's present. Amen? And he stood up, and he began to cry, and he said, if any man first, let him come unto me and drink.
Hallelujah.
And then he goes on to proclaim and saying, he that believeth on me, as the scripture have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Did you hear that? So we see that here we are in Samaria. Here we are at the Feast of Tabernacles right here. And Jesus is still keeping it perfect continuity. He's keeping it plumbed right on the line. The message is still the same and it has not changed. He told the woman over here in John the 4th chapter, he told her and he said, real clear for her to understand. He said, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into what? Everlasting life. He says in John 7:38, he says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And then he brings clarification, the scriptures does, to tell us exactly what the meaning of his saying is. In the 39th verse, he said, but this spake he of the Spirit. Somebody say Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
This spake he of the Spirit. They which believe on him should what? Reject? It said they should do what? Receive. It didn't say reject. It said that they should receive. Is that right? For the Holy Ghost was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. He had not yet ascended. Is that right? Is that right? Over in John the 14th chapter, the word says, behold, I'll send forth the comforter to you unto my Father. And Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Is that right? Is that right? He promised you that he'd come to you. Is that right? And he said, my peace I'll give to you. Not like this world give, but my peace I'm going to give to you. I'm going to give you a peace that's going to pass all understanding. I'm going to give you a peace that your well will never run dry. I'm going to give you a peace that you don't have to never worry about thirsting for natural water again. But I'm going to give you a peace that I'm going to give you some water that's going to spring up out of your belly. That's going to keep you nourished. It's going to keep you hydrated. You're going to stay thirsty, you're going to stay hungry, and you're going to be fed forever and ever and ever by this living water, which is the Holy Ghost that's going to be on the inside of you. Can you say amen? But this spake he of the Spirit, that they which believe on him should receive. Does anybody believe on him today? Can anybody believe on him today? Amen. What's his name? Can you say Jesus? What's his name? Can you say his name? What's his name? He said that he that believeth on me, as the scripture have said, out of his belly shall flow a river of living water. Is that right? We read earlier over in 2 Timothy 1:6. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance to do what? Stir up the gift of God. And I can tell you, brothers and sisters, if you know, if you got water and if you leave it settled, and for any given time, just like water sitting in a pond, you know, pond water don't move too fast. You knew to know that, right? And if it has no movement at all, no wind coming by, nobody to stir it up, you know, there's stuff that begins to build up on top of it. You know what I mean? And you can't really see the beauty of the water underneath because there's a bunch of muck and there's a bunch of mire that's covering up the thing that actually gives life to the stuff that is living inside of it. Can you say amen? Amen. And I can tell you, brother and sister, today, that the church has been too busy covering up, hallelujah, the water of God with muck and mire and sin in their lives. Amen. Amen. But amen, we need somebody to come down here to take that stick and smack that water. We need somebody to stir it up. And God said, I tell you who that somebody is. You are that somebody. You stir up that gift of God. Don't you become stagnant. Don't you sit and wait for the troubling of the waters. Don't you come and wait for a wind to blow. You stir up the gift of God that is inside of you. You do it, saints. We need to stir up the gift. If you got the gift, you need to stir him up. If you're wondering why you're having a hard time living holy, because you got the gift, but you hadn't been stirring it up. Amen. There's been a bunch of stuff been resting on top of you. Amen. Amen. The burdens of this world, the cares of this world. Amen. It'll make the water stagnant. Amen. It'll actually pollute the water. Amen. Amen. But you're going to have to do something about this gift that God has put inside of you. Amen. Now, if you don't have the gift, guess what? The gift is still here today.
Amen.
Because the word of God says, and ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you'll be witness unto me in Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Amen. I'm telling you, that's what the church is missing today. It's missing the power of God. It's missing that living water that lives on the inside. It's missing the power that when you lay hands on somebody that is sick and they get healed. You're missing that power today because the gift is not there. And if the gift is there, we don't let it become stagnant on us. Now, this woman knew that Jesus was a Jew from the get-go. She could tell by the way that he dressed. Could tell by the way that the woman could tell even by the way he carried himself and by the way that he talked. But this day, this woman was going to be in for something big for her life. Amen. Amen. How many know you just didn't wake up this morning by your own admission? You may have made plans, but how about there's one greater than you that makes plans better than you do and greater than you do? Can you say amen? Amen. I'm telling you that the one that makes these plans and the one that got you here today is greater than every last one of us that in here. Can you say amen? Amen. So when you start thinking about the mercies of God, you start thinking about his tender mercies and what he's done for us just thus far in life right here, you can't help but to say hallelujah. You can't help but to say glory. You can't help but to give him thanks. Amen. Amen. I'm talking about people that have sit right in here that's been affected by the gift of God. I'm talking about people in here that had cancer, and now you don't have cancer no more because the gift of God is working. People have asthma. People had arthritis in this place, sitting right here, getting ready to go nuts and lose their mind. But somebody had the gift of God, and that water flew out of them and flew into you. And now God said, I want you to have your own water. I want you to tap into me for yourself. I want you to get the drink of me yourself, and you'll never thirst again. Hallelujah. And I promise you, he got a well that never run dry. This well had been in business for many, many years. Many, many years as well. This well been back way back in Jacob time, and here we are. Here we are, 2,000 years removed from Jacob time, and that well is still flowing. Here we are, just about 4,000 years removed from the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And on the day of Pentecost, when he poured out the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that well and that water is still flowing, and it's still springing, and it never runs dry. It's hidden here today. I'm telling you, that's the anointing power of the Holy Ghost. We got to have the power. Amen. Hallelujah. And then I'm reminded of that beautiful scripture over in Acts 2:38. And then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The gift that God wants his people to have today is his Holy Spirit living on the inside of them, so that you can have power to live holy, power to live righteous, power to have a testimony, power to tell people about God and never be ashamed, power to stand for truth, justice, and righteousness. That's what God wants with his people today, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as we read on down, the woman said unto him, sir, give me this water. Give it to me. Give me this water. It sure would be nice, boy, if we could thirst for him and hunger for him and love him more than our necessary bread, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? Do you believe Jesus can feed you? I believe he can feed me. Amen. Amen. I believe he can feed me, because later on down in the chapter, they said, come on, Jesus, come and eat. He said, I've got meat that you don't even know of. Amen. Everybody, who gave him some meat? You give him some meat? You give him some meat? No, I got some meat that you don't even know. And my meat is to do the will of the Father that sent me. Let me tell you, brother and son, what are you hungry for today? Are you hungry to do your will? Are you hungry to do the will of the Father, because there's one thing that is sure to come. This world is going to pass away. It's going to go away. But only what's done for Jesus is going to last and echo throughout all of eternity. So you can waste your time doing whatever you want down here. But I'm telling you, if you're born again of the Father, you will be about his business. Can church say amen?
Amen?
Can church say amen?
Amen?
Can church say amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sir, give me this water that I thirst not neither. And come here to draw no more. This bucket pretty heavy. Jesus said unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said unto her, thou hast said well, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that sayest thou true. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worship in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. And Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet in Jerusalem worship the Father. Amen. And that's the biggest problem we got today. Is that right? We got an ecumenical movement moving right before our very eyes. There are people spending thousands and hundreds and thousands of dollars every single year to make a pilgrimage to Jerusalem, as if it's going to get them any closer to God. They're doing everything. I want to walk with Jesus walking, and I want to see the Holy Land, and I want to see the tomb, and I want to see where he was crucified at. And they're making a shrine out of that thing, merchandising the people, making thousands and thousands and thousands. And I'm telling you, you're wasting your money if you make a trip to Jerusalem for that purpose and that purpose alone. You shouldn't go to Jerusalem for sightseeing and carrying on, but let's put it in scriptural perspective. Amen. Now, I mean, Jesus said right here, woman, believe me. Did you hear that? The hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor at Jerusalem. Do you hear that? You want to get some pure worship? You're not going to do it in Jerusalem. You're not going to do it in Jerusalem. You're not going to do it at that mountain either. Can you say amen? Worship the Father. Ye shall, look, ye worship, you know not. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh. Can you say it right now, brothers and sisters? Can you say it right now? Can you say it right now? It ain't the hour that you decide to buy a ticket and go make a pilgrimage to a war torn city whose spiritual is called Sodom and Egypt. Can you say amen? But he said, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father. How are they going to do it? In spirit and in truth. The only way that God is going to be worshipped today in the beauty of holiness is in spirit, and you must be born again. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. And marvel not, I say unto thee, ye must be born again. You ain't going to worship the Father, not in no Jerusalem like that. No, the true worship is going to worship the Father in spirit and in truth, and he seeketh such to worship him. And some of us he done found, hadn't he? Can you say, I thank God today Jesus found me? Hallelujah. I thank God today Jesus found me. Amen. I can remember the day when God filled me with the precious gift of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Didn't have power to live right. Didn't have power to live holy. Didn't have power to live clean. But that day he filled me with the baptism of his Holy Spirit, he gave me power endued from on high to live holy, to live righteous, to live godly right now in this present world. And I can tell you, he found me some 15, 20, 30 years ago. Hallelujah. And it wasn't in Jerusalem. It was at an altar, down on my knees, crying and begging, please save me, Jesus, from my sins, my iniquities and transgressions. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. Give me power to live holy. I want to live clean. I want to live right. I want to be pure. Give it to me, God. And he gave it to me, brothers and sisters. He filled me. Boy, did he fill me. And I've been able, from this day, by his grace and mercy, to live for him every single day since. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know I got some power because, see, that's one thing about the apostles. They had boldness. Amen. I said they had boldness. Didn't make no difference where they went. They had boldness. They had boldness to get thrown in jail. Is that right? Stephen, you remember, he was a family man. Come on, brothers and sisters. Stephen was a family man. I'm sure his wife said to him that day, said, honey, you don't need to go out there today. I hear that they got some people waiting on you. They waiting on you, and they want to bring you before the temple service, and they want to get you before the priest, and they want to question you about what you believe in, and is Jesus who you talking about? He said, don't worry about it, wife. I'm all right. I got the King of Glory with me. Oh, yeah, I understand that. You got the King of Glory with you, but what am I going to do if you gone? Suppose Stephen had listened to his wife that day. We wouldn't have had a testimony to read about, would we? Huh? Do you think Stephen loved his wife? I think he loved his wife. Matter of fact, I know he loved his wife. Huh? But he had somebody else that he loved a little greater than his wife. Can you say amen? I mean, you're going to have to forsake all. You're going to have to love him more than anything. You understand that? Do you understand that, brothers and sisters, that God is a jealous God? Amen. You don't put nothing before him. Nobody before him. I tell you what I do in my house. I teach my wife to love the Lord God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength, and with all thy spirit. If it comes to them putting a gun to my head and want to kill me and tell you to deny Jesus, you tell them, pull the trigger. Pull it quick. Because you can kill him now, but I see him in glory. Go on and pull it. I teach my family, you better not ever deny God for old wretched soul and wretched man like me. You better stand fast and stand firm in the faith. Hallelujah. We're only going to spend a man's days down here is of a few years and full of trouble. We're going to spend a few days down here, but we're going to spend a lifetime in eternity. We better get our mind right, brothers and sisters. We better get our spirits right, amen. We better get our focus right, amen. And we're here, and we've been birthed into the kingdom for such a time as this. Don't tell me a man can't live holy. I'm proving it wrong. A man can live holy in this wicked and perverse generation. A man can love God in this wicked and perverse generation. Hallelujah. He can do it now. He can do it now. He can do it now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you gotta know who it is that said to thee, give me the drink. Hallelujah. I teach him, you ain't going to heaven to see me. You're going to glory to see your God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to see the one who saved you. Hallelujah. You're going to see the one who kept you. You're going to see the one who answered your prayers. Hallelujah. You're going to see the one who died for your sins. Hallelujah. Set you free. That's who you're going to see. You're going to see Jesus in the body of holiness. Hallelujah. So this day, this woman, you better believe she glad she took a drink. And the Bible goes on to say that God is a spirit. Is that right? And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You got to know the truth. Truth sets you free. The truth makes you free. Let's tell the truth, saints. We know we've all been destroyed for our lack of knowledge. Ignorance has been our downfall. Can you say amen? Ignorance has been our downfall in this generation. Amen. Amen. It's more than just shouting and saying amen and hallelujah inside the squareness of this tabernacle right here. But I'm talking about when you get outside. Hallelujah. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your God which is in heaven. Let them see the Jesus working in you. Let them see the power of God and the conviction power of God working in you. I'm telling the truth here today. I'm telling the truth here today. Hallelujah. Amen. God sure is good to us. He sure is good to us, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you, he's worthy. Amen. You got to love him. Hallelujah. You got to love him. Don't you got to love him. Don't tell me, brothers and sisters. Amen. He's a way maker. Amen. You got to, you want to make it. Hey, you make your mind up to make the way. He'll part the Red Sea for you. I promise you he will. How you know? I'm a living testimony. He'll do it. Amen. Not yesterday, not today. He'll do it right now. Not sometime today, but he'll do it right now. Amen. God is not a God of the dead. He's a God of the living. Hallelujah. The woman said unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. From that time forward, that woman took off. And she said, she went and told the man, she took off. Left the pail. Told the whole city. Don't do like we do. Tell people who we pick and choose. You know how saints do. We probe around for people to see if, you know, because we tell the wrong person, they might laugh. Well, I learned how to shut that up. I tell them how many hells they're going to go to and how deep it is. There ain't no more laughing from that point on then, is it? But this woman went and told the whole city, come and see a man who told me all that I've ever done. They came there and they heard him preaching and teaching of things concerning the kingdom of God. And then the whole city of Samaria ended up believing on him because of the testimony of one woman that thirsts for living water. Amen. Our question to you today is, do you still thirst for that living water? Are you being nourished by that living water? Is your soul still hungering and longing today for that water? I mean, I'm tapped in, brothers and sisters. I got a spring that never runs dry. Hallelujah. Are you still thirsty? You still hungry? The Bible says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Hallelujah. Do you hunger and do you thirst to be right? You want to be filled? Hunger and thirst to be right. Seek him. Hallelujah. Because it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praise unto his name, oh, most high.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This woman was edified, brothers and sisters. This woman had received the Messiah. Amen. And I tell you, the cares of this world, the lust of other things and this thing, I'm telling you what it do. It will try to dim the light of glory out of your heart. It will. I'm telling you, it really will. It will dim it. You start, man, the devil knows how to put all the, he'll press you with finances, he'll press you with bills, press you with cares and worries and anxieties and fears and all kinds of stuff and everything to suppress the Holy Spirit from working in your life, flowing inside of you. I'm serious, but that's all right. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The wicked flee when no man pursue, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. And you will have that Holy Ghost boldness. Oh, the world may translate it as arrogant, but you can't be arrogant when you're bold in the Lord and you know what you're talking about. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I'm telling you, he's alive today, brother. How many know he's alive?
Hallelujah.
How many know he's alive?
Yeah.
How many know he's alive?
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Now, remember just last week I showed you how that everybody at the well didn't get healed. Only unto one. Only unto one was he sent. There was many people that impotent, lame, blind, halt, at the troubling of the water. Each one was waiting to get in. And at the word, Jesus told a man, take up your bed and walk.
Amen.
Get that bed up and walk. You know, all the only thing that many of you folks need to do is get your mind made up.
Amen.
Get up out of that darkness and walk.
Amen.
Get out of them excuses and start walking.
Amen.
Stop all your pouting. All your crying and all your whining and I can't do this and I can't do that and I can't do this and I can't do that. Somebody have a testimony of Jesus and say, I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. That's right, you can't, but he can. All you need to do is be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. You can't be disobedient and perverse and expect to eat the good of the land. All you have to do is be willing and obedient. Hallelujah.
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 Better get ready for the song of Moses. Because I'm telling you, I'm going to be in the hallelujah choir. And all you singers and shouters, you got to move out of the way. Because I'm barreling my way to the front. The sound of those trumpets, boy, I'm having my takeoff. I'm ready. Oh, here I go. And I'm going to be up there in the very front. Hallelujah. They're going to say, who is that? They're going to say, that's Brother Down, no doubt about it. Amen. Don't you let no man or no spirit or no devil deceive you out of your voluntary reward. Don't you let nobody trick you out of your reward. Huh? Oh, yeah, I know, but let me tell you something, brother. So don't rejoice because of sick or the heal. Do not rejoice because of sick or heal. Amen. But rejoice because your name is written down in the Lamb's book of life. And what you need to do, you need to make sure it stays there. Because I'm telling you, contrary to popular belief, God has a big eraser. How many times have you heard, I will blot your name out of my book? Now the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And depart from iniquity is understanding. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, bless your heart, Sister Linda. Huh? Made it through a whole service and the Spirit didn't even stir up. Isn't that something? You were at last week, Brother Bo? Huh? We got that thing on CD, don't we? That thing was taking off, boy. She had made through a whole service, boy, sitting here all in hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. You better believe it. What are we doing here on this Sabbath morning? We doing our pep rally. Go team, go. Go, Jesus, 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 go. Hallelujah. 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 We got to get ready for all those at the sound of the trumpet. Last thing. You remember the walls of Jericho? Can you imagine trying to get the people together like that to go and trying to walk around them walls? Huh? All right, come on, God's people. We got to go walk around the walls of Lafayette. What do you mean walk around the walls? Well, come on, saints. God says we need to go walk around the walls so he can go destroy the whole thing. Now, come on, Pastor Dow. God don't want to destroy no wicked people. The Bible says he's going to destroy the wicked with the brightness of his coming. Somebody going to be wicked. He destroyed the whole earth and only left 8 souls. I don't know what makes you think there's going to be hundreds of millions of people saved when he comes. Not so. But can you imagine trying to get the church together and say, hey, come on, folks. God said there's a city. We need to go walk around and crash those walls down. Here, you know what began to happen? Well, I can't go. I just married a wife. I can't go. I got a horse and a mule out in the field, and I got to try them. I can't go. My job won't give me time off. You see what this world has done to the church?
Sure.
It's sabotaged it. To where it can't even do the will of the Father. It's sabotaged it, brothers and sisters. Can you imagine? Come on, Josh said, come on. We got to go walk around this wall. Somebody said, well, how many times we got to walk around it, Josh? 7 times. 7. Boy, Josh, that show is a long way. See, everybody, we read the story and we think that everybody was automatically obedient. You don't remember them rebels back in Egypt? You don't remember them children of Israel? We are their descendants. Brother and sister, let's get our mind right to serve the Lord Jesus. Amen. He's done a lot for us and still doing a lot for us. And he's entrusted this gospel to us to go and preach this gospel and to teach this gospel to a whole world. Is that right? He entrusted us with this word of his power and of his spirit. Now, we ain't going to make no excuses about it. We're just going to serve him. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to keep on casting out devils whether people like it or not. Make no difference to me. Come on, hey, Sister Linda, can Christians have devils? She said, you sure can. Sure, no, I wouldn't have came down here for my health. Feeling better. Looking better. You remember when Jesus cast out devil first? They want to cast him out too. Y'all didn't know that, don't you? Come on, saints. We're saints of the Most High God. We're blessed of the Lord and highly favored. Come on, smile, Cody. Hallelujah. Smile. Boy, Mother Starling, I thought for a minute you was going to run Bo over. No, you're going to run him. But, hallelujah. We bless the Lord and highly favored him. Amen. Good to see all y'all. I'm glad. Hey, I hope y'all enjoyed today's message. Now, today's message was centered on one purpose alone. You got the well of water in you, keep it in you. Keep it in you. And if you ain't got it, get it. Hallelujah. What do you think keep me going?
Amen.
It ain't me. Amen. I promise you that.
Amen.
You understand? I preach to 2 people the way I preach to y'all today.
Sure.
And I preach to 1,000 people the way I preach to y'all today.
Amen.
Makes no difference to me.
Amen.
Amen. The truth is the truth, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Won't you let Jesus come on in? And let him commune with you and let him sup with you. And don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Amen.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now the grace of God that bringeth salvation have appeared unto all men. And it teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live righteous, soberly, and godly when? Right now. In this present world. And you got the power of God and understanding of the Holy Spirit, you can do it. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So come on, church, get off your lethargic excuses, your passive mind, cast them far away from you, and cast off the works of darkness and arise. Hallelujah. And let the enemies of the Lord be scattered. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. You want to see somebody on fire? Y'all see our Hispanic brother, our Colombian brother, old brother Juan right there, boy. That man been motivated, no English better than we do. Couldn't hardly speak a lick of it, boy. Came no English better than out there telling everybody about Jesus. Amen. Telling everybody about Jesus. Telling everybody about Jesus. You ain't ashamed of the gospel, are you, Brother Juan? No. Ain't ashamed of the gospel. You ashamed of the gospel, boy? I know you ain't. Caleb, nah. Amen. We bless y'all. Each and every last one of you. Let the words of these words, let them sink down in your hearts. Amen. That's another thing too. When it gets hot, the water bubbles, don't it? That's what happened. You start seeing people pop up like a bunch of jumping jacks. They got that water in them and it gets to bubbling and gets to stirring up and you can't help but move. Because it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. Amen. Amen. Well, let me tell you, what you got, Brother Axel?
I would like to read something.
Sure, come read it, brother.
Thank you, brother. Well, there's something I want to share with all of you and the people that is listening through the
satellite.
That's correct. And it goes like this: Dear God, I want to thank you for what you have already done. I am not going to wait until I see results or receive rewards. I am thanking you right now. I am not going to wait until I feel better or things look better. I am going to thank you right now. I am not going to wait until people say they are sorry or until they stop talking about me. I am thanking you right now. I am not going to wait until the pain in my body disappears. I am thanking you right now. I am not going to wait until my financial situation improves. I am going to thank you right now. I am not going to wait until the children are asleep and the house is quiet. I am going to thank you right now. I am not going to wait until I get promoted at work or until I get the job. I am going to thank you right now. I am not going to wait until I understand every experience in my life that has caused me pain or grief. I am thanking you right now. I am not going to wait until the journey gets easier or the challenges are removed. I am thanking you right now. I am thanking you because I am alive. I am thanking you because I made it through the day's difficulties. I am thanking you because I have walked around the obstacles. I am thanking you because I have the ability, the opportunity to do more and do better. I am thanking you because, Father, you haven't given up on me. Amen.
That's a right mind. Amen. We'll sing a song and I'll quit. Amen. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine all the time. Let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine all the time. Let it shine. Glory. Somebody asked, well, what's going on? Hey, we're not tombstones, we're lively stones. Amen. Come on, them boogers excited about the Tennessee Titans. I'm excited about Jesus. That I promise you I am. I'm excited about Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's the truth. Straightway. Amen. All right, what's his name? Todd? All right, Todd, thank you. Hey, go ahead and take us off the air right now, live, brothers, and put us back over to our broadcast. We appreciate you being there with us. All you folks out there on the internet and satellite, we bless you. Hope you enjoy the service today. Our phone number is area code 615-688-4277. Area code 615-688-4277. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 251, Lafayette, or Lafayette, whatever way you come from. Well, as a matter of fact, this is the only area you pronounce it Lafayette. Must be the country stuff. Lafayette, Tennessee, L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, Tennessee, 37083. And if you want the information again, area code 615-688-4277. Our next deliverance workshop is going to happen somewhere along about the Feast of Tabernacles. Let's see what we do with the Feast of Trumpets. Tabernacles, yeah, okay. We'll let you know. I'll post it up on the website in a couple of months in advance. We better get going then, shouldn't we? Better get going then. Amen. And if you want to come, come. If you don't, stay where you are. Makes me no difference. I'm free. Amen. Amen. But what I got, I'll give it to you. Amen. And his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I don't get nothing from God to keep it to myself. It ain't no fun. Ain't that right, brother? You got to give it out. I'm excited about Jesus. I really am. Ain't that right, Christy? Ain't I excited about Jesus? Should tell you, I'm excited about Jesus. I am. Boy, do I love him. I give thanks to his holy name. Amen. If you want some prayer, amen, we'll go ahead and open up the prayer line. Hey, Sister Linda, did you want to get some prayer one more time? You do? Well, come on up here in line. We'll pray for you, okay? We'll get somebody to pray for you. You just tell us what it is, okay? Everybody on. Thank you, Todd. Bless you. Did he disconnect? Okay, thank you. Now, I tell you what. This is the part of service that, you know, Jesus did it openly. Yes. Is that right? He didn't shun from casting devils out of people. Neither did he shun from healing them because the Pharisees didn't like it. Amen. Amen. He went ahead and did it. So we don't shun from it either. Matter of fact, it should be done openly because it gives a witness to his power. Because the only way you as a believer can cast spirits, and I wonder who you cast them out of, the tree? No. The drum set. No. And all it's in people. Amen. This is crazy, boy. I'm telling you, brother. But that's the only way you're going to know. That's one way. If you really want to know if your name's written down and the devil's been trying to make you doubt, just start casting devils out. You'll believe and see what happens. Yeah. You'll know for sure your name written down because ain't nothing but believers going to do that. And remember them seven sons of Sceva? I adjure thee whom in the name of Jesus who Paul preach. Yes. Them devils said to him, now, wait a minute, Jesus I know, Paul I know, who are you? And they jumped all over him and ripped the clothes off of him and took him all the way down the road. Amen. In other words, you better know him for yourself. Amen. There's a ruler of the universe gone, isn't he? You remember him? You remember ruler of the universe telling me last week, I'm the ruler of the universe. I said, okay, ruler of the universe, I bind you. How about that? Amen. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. Sister Lynn, anybody else want some prayer? Come on up in line. Now, I know I watched some of you jokers last week. We opened up the prayer line, then y'all waited after everybody else is gone and everybody's done been prayed for and stuff, and then y'all went around and found somebody to pray for you. Probably because you didn't want nobody that, we don't care about what your problem is, we care that you get delivered. Yeah. But you better watch out for that prideful spirit. Yeah. That's a spirit of pride. Amen. These are the children of pride, which is Leviathan, Joel 41. Amen. And that thing will hoodwink you and deceive you. Yes, sir. Yeah. Amen. Amen. You better get after that thing, amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the message today, the word today, the service today. We give you the glory for all things in Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, what we usually do, we just hang around here a little bit in case there's some people that need some prayer and need a little bit of support or something like that. And then after this, we'll go eat, do whatever you want to do, have a little bit of fellowship and whatever. But it's good and blessing to see every last one of you. Hallelujah. You got anything you want to say, Brother Bo? You got anything, Brother Don? Nothing at all? I ain't asking you, little girl. Sitting in daddy lap. Yeah, how you doing? You eat a boy. You ain't sitting on your hands no more, are you? Look at him. Hey, hi, Brandon. You don't know your name, boy? Okay, bless you. Amen. All right. Hey, come on, Brother Shane. See what the deal is, brother. And get some sisters over there with us. Amen. Greet each other. Give each other a hug and kiss. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen.